if you are a human being and you look at human beings, we look amazingly varied. Mm-hmm. And what we forget is that if a Martian came and looked at us, he wouldn't be able to tell any of us apart. He couldn't distinguish you from Yao Ming. I think that's a nice analogy to the psychological domain, because we are, as human beings, in the business of choosing between people. You know, we're looking to mate with this person, but not with that one. To befriend this person, but not that one. To go into business with this person, but not that one. Because we're in the business of choosing between people, we mistakenly think that people are extremely varied. In fact, in many ways and on many dimensions, people are quite similar. And one of the ways in which they're quite similar is in their hedonic or emotional reactions to events. Yes, it's true that you like strawberry ice cream more than chocolate, and I like chocolate more than strawberry, but that shouldn't obscure the much bigger point, is that everybody likes ice cream more than they like gallbladder surgery. Everybody prefers a weekend in Paris to being hit in the head with a 2x4. If you were to take all of the possible things a human being could experience and ask one person to arrange them from the best to the worst, and then ask any other human being on the whole planet to do the same thing, you'd see 99% overlap in their arrangements.
That's a list of what, if you give them a list or you just make
up a
list?
This is a theoretical point. Imagine we made an infinitely large list of all the experiences a person could have. There's a million items, a billion items on the list. And I asked you, Craig, arrange them from the very best one to the very worst one, and you put them all in order. And then I find any other human being on the planet, and I say, you arrange them from best to worst. We'd see 99% overlap in your ordering. That's my prediction.